If you're learning one thing on this podcast, it's that nutrition matters. What you put in your body is in direct correlation to how you feel and how you age, and it can help you heal as well. So what are the tips and strategies you need to amp up your nutrition? What do you need to know about it? Well, we're going to tell you coming up. This is your podcast for health and inspiration, Which Way Is Life? I'm your host, Bill Klaproth, and this is episode number 72. My guests today, Dr. Stephen Lewis and Janet Lewis, have a long history of helping people achieve their maximum potential. Dr. Stephen Lewis stays current on the latest research pertaining to nutritional supplements and optimal health. Janet Lewis is a certified natural health consultant with a unique perspective on alternative and complementary nutrition from studying with numerous national leading alternative health experts. Thank you both for joining me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
Sure.
All right. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Seek counsel rather than opinions.
That's a good one. So go to experts instead of just looking online and asking your friends.
I see a lot of people fail because they get on Google and they're so full of fear and doubt because they get so many conflicting opinions. So, you know, seek someone that's an expert. It doesn't have to be an expensive one, but yeah, seek counsel.
No, that's a good one. Well, thank you for sharing that with us. And before we dig into your story, can you let us in on your personal life a little bit? What brings you guys joy when you're not saving the world?
Travel.
That's a good one.
We personally like Yellowstone. It's our most favorite spot because we like animals, I guess.
But I like China, so yeah, I could go back to China.
China and Yellowstone. Well, that's cool. All right, well, I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. All right, Lewis, can you quickly share with us what shaped your view on proper nutrition and the healing process and maintenance of the human body? What experiences got you to this point?
I saw my father die in the hospital after going to many, many, many different doctors. And although I love all types of doctors and they do a good job, but it was the result of something I could have fixed naturally had I known at that time. And it, so, you know, I know what it's like to see failure in healthcare and the burdens that it can put on the family. And I think Janet's story is, well, she saw her granddaddy lose weight as they were chopping his legs off for diabetes. So that's a little negative motivation. There's also a lot of positive motivation. I think that's more important is, you know, living the best that you can live because you love your spouse and you respect your spouse. You love your children, your grandchildren, and because you can be a better influence on other people. If you're healthier, it's easier to have a happy life and spread that joy that we should all spread.
Mm-hmm. So true. And a lot of times the answers to health is right on our plate, right? And in our own minds.
Absolutely. In your mind, I mean, I have to deal with that one a lot. And on your plate, yes, we need to get back to better food. I've watched our diet change over the last few decades. And now we have, you know, foods that I think are harmful for you. You know, the controversial subject of genetically modified organisms. And confined animal feeding operation. Our food is not as clean as it should be. And we have so many plastics and pesticides and heavy metals that come in through our environment that it's, in my opinion, it's very necessary to eat correctly, but I think you have to supplement so that you have enough nutrition your body can rev up your detox pathways, because if you're not getting out those toxins, you can't live your life fully. So I'm a big fan of supplements, but they have to be good ones. That's the catch.
Right. So, you know, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. So should our doctors be looking for things they are not?
Well, absolutely. You know, I like to boil it down. It's like, yeah, we're full of toxins. And number two, we don't have enough nutrients. I mean, there's just volumes and volumes of books written on our food does not have very many nutrients in it. And therefore, even if you're eating organically, You don't know if there's 16,000 parts per million of manganese or molybdenum or one part per million, even eating organic. And then if you go into the non-organic, you're eating, you know, Roundup and all kinds of other pesticides that act like estrogens. So,
yeah, that's not good. So in your travels and your experience, is there a commonality? Do you see one thing that we all seem to be suffering with or one thing that most people come to you for?
I think if you look to the GI tract or the gut, because dysbiosis in the gut can cause stress, anxiety, depression, diabetes, you know, it just goes on and on and on. And there's massive amount of research that will back up my opinion. So look for the GI tract. I mean, there's even a book called The Second Brain, and that guy was, you know, they called him a quack until he died. And then 40 years later, they said he was a pioneer in neuroscience. So it's in the GI tract. It's a huge influence on our health.
But I think they're looking for weight loss. Yeah. I think the main thing they come in here for is weight loss in America. And you talk about China. I think the big thing we noticed in China was Dr. Lewis and myself are neither one big people, but we were the largest people over there. And when we saw no one was overweight in China, we thought, you know, America's really got a problem. But I think because we're so conditioned to seeing other people are large, we think it's okay.
Right. So, and part of that problem is probably fast food on every corner, right?
Right. I mean, one way you can look at it, look at the pictures back in the olden days. You didn't see people overweight on the black and white pictures. Your grandparents or great-grandparents, I guess, more like it now, they were thin because they were working and they were eating better food.
That is so true. And I was thinking about this the other day. I've got an electric drill sitting here. I'm doing some work on my office. And I was just thinking, you know, 40 years ago, they didn't have cordless drills. The guys had actually screw the screws in themselves. And when they were cutting 2x4s, they had to saw the 2x4s themselves. So you think about all of these new things to save us time. It's just really having an adverse effect on our bodies, right?
Right. You know, people, you know, or generally, you know, I'm probably 10 pounds overweight. I weigh 135. But most people weigh way more than that, and they think that it's okay because other people look like them. And somehow we've got to get back to, you know, just because everybody looks like that doesn't mean it's okay. And what's causing all of that? So, you know, and it goes back to the genetically modified foods and the fast food, just like you said.
And you said the mind, you know, that, in my opinion, makes you a very wise man, because we are what we think, we are what we mm-hmm. eat. And one of the biggest things we do here, besides the, you know, lab work and nutrition, is encourage people to love themselves enough to stick with it. There's so many failures just because they quit, because they lost their faith very easily. I think we need to be uplifted as a nation.
You talk about the doctors. What do they need to do differently with their patients? Well, you know, what we experience here, we're in East Texas, is many times, and they have their hands tied. I mean, they're doing work within the parameters of what the insurance companies allow, but they're not looking for the root cause, and they're treating one part of the problem. And we always tell them it's sort of like putting duct tape on the oil light of your car. You can have the oil light come on and you can get duct tape put over it and it goes out. Well, that's kind of what they're doing with medicine. They're just
right.
kind of putting it out, where you really need to be figuring out what is the root cause of why that person has that to start with as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we've done a good job here of kind of identifying the problem. And this is what caught my eye about you two. And that's, how do we treat our condition naturally? So that involves diet and other lifestyle changes, including the mind. Can you tell us about that? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, we tell people in a general way what diet to eat. I don't hold their hand, because sometimes people begin to where they start majoring on the minors. They say, can I eat this? Can I eat that? Yes, throw it in. Let God sort it out. The main thing to avoid is wheat and dairy. And dairy's not bad for you if it's raw, unpasteurized, or not bad for most people. But the number one and number two allergy is always wheat and dairy. And the wheat whether it's been genetically modified or just hybridized, it has 4 to 40 times more gluten than it had just a few decades ago. Plus, it's filled with Roundup or glyphosate, which is a major life interrupter. And I think avoid that, but go to the more organically grown fruits and vegetables. The more organic pasture-raised beef, if you, you know, well, it, beef or chicken if you eat meat. And I'm more the primal paleo Atkins type eater, but we treat a massive amount of vegans, and we can help them get well also.
So vegans, even somebody that's eating correctly, may still be lacking in certain nutritional areas, and you were talking about that earlier with supplementing. So tell us about your lab work in nutrition. How do you work with people to find out exactly what they need?
Well, basically, when you're looking at the lab, when you go to your doctor's office, they'll generally run 1 to 3 lab panels on you because, A, you've got to have a problem. They've got to suspect you have a problem with it. B, the insurance company's only going to pay for that many. Honestly, when we see lab like that, we know we can't get someone well because we don't have enough information. We're looking for where numbers are optimal, and because we don't involve insurance companies, we can run whatever we want.
And run it very inexpensively.
Right, and we can run it across the United States. Most of the time we do 12 different lab panels because we're looking for, if is it diet, because many times, you know, you get the glucose on somebody and the doctors say, oh, it's a little elevated, you better watch that. But we have a 3-month A1C is what it's called, where it shows you what you've been eating for 3 months. So, you know, many people go, oh, I ate really bad the night before I had that lab. I say, well, you've been eating that bad the last 3 months because now it's raised.
And we do an insulin to see if you're insulin resistant. And the ranges on the labs reflect what the average American is. It doesn't necessarily reflect healthy. It reflects what is common. So we have to take that into account. And there's so many more doctors, naturopathic, chiropractic, dentist and medical doctors and osteopaths that are practicing more natural medicine. You know, we you know, talk to and cooperate with a lot of medical doctors, and I admire them for recognizing, oh, this person has a B12 deficiency, but rather than give them B12, then they'll say, Dr. Lewis, can you look at their enzymes and see if we can get their digestion better, where they can extract that from the meat that they eat?
Right. Well, yeah. That's very interesting, which you said earlier. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry. We're looking for patterns in the lab more than just looking at highs or lows, although we address highs or lows. You know, when you go to your doctor, they're looking for it to be out of range flagged, and we're looking for the numbers to be optimal or a pattern, I guess, is a better way to describe it. The big one is thyroid. There's so many people with misdiagnosed thyroid problems because they generally only run a TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone. It's your brain getting a signal. It's not thyroid function. So when we run thyroid, we run 5 different parts of it because we want to see what every part of it's doing and if it's getting what it needs. So many weight problems are because of that.
Or adrenal fatigues.
Right.
So, you know, thyroid and adrenal go hand in hand, and there's so many people that are, as you said, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
They sick and tired of being problem. Sick and tired. Right.
That's good.
So a couple things you said there. So I never knew this. So when you go to a doctor, they run the blood panel. You're kind of getting the basic diagnosis. They're not drilling down deep on everything they can look at then.
No, because they have to suspect you are that. And I tell people that all the time. They're like, I'll go to my doctor and get this run. I said, good luck with them ordering it, A, because they have to have a diagnosis for every one of those panels.
Or suspicion.
Okay,
right.
So then they can run that blood test. If they have a suspicion that something is wrong, they can get it cleared through the insurance then.
Correct.
That's the problem. I mean, I love and respect our MDs. They're very, very educated. They're very dedicated. I've never met one that didn't have great intentions, but they kind of have their hands tied. And when in America did we start allowing insurance companies to tell the doctor how to be the doctor?
It's not good. And hopefully we get it fixed.
Well, we've noticed this year it's way worse than it's ever been with what people are getting for lab. It's almost comical. And it's sad because people aren't getting the help that they need.
And they need the help, that's for sure. So you touched on thyroid too. Let me ask you this. Can you have a normal blood test but still have a thyroid condition? I mean, I read a lot about people having thyroid-type symptoms, but blood tests show no sign of a thyroid issue. Is that possible?
Well, again, it's in such a broad range from a 0.45 to a 4.5 on the TSH. And as Janet said, that's the signal coming out of the brain, the pituitary in particular. You know, what's your T4? What's your T3 uptake?
It can be anywhere in that range, and they tell you it's fine, is what he's trying to say.
So there's so many people that are in that broad range that cover, you know, a lot of people that are not sick, but that's normal, or it's common, so people think it's normal. So it's not an optimal range. Most people are on hypothyroidism, or, you know, I try to do analogies so people can understand. It's like you're going down the interstate, and the speed limit in Texas is 75, but you can only go 50. And that's what most people's thyroid and adrenals are doing. They're doing 50 down the interstate.
And adrenal fatigue will cause a bunch of symptoms.
Yeah, and that's prolonged stress. And stress, you kind of have to define it. That can be spiritual, mental, psychological. You know, it can be marital. But many, many, many times it's the chemical load in our environment. And you have to get the chemicals out. And then you have to give it time. That's why I liked what you said about what's on the plate, what's in the mind. It takes time for your body to rebuild. Those poor little adrenal glands, they're hit with every kind of stress known to man. That's the first thing they do is handle stress. And no wonder they get jacked up and run high on the cortisol, which causes you to get overweight. And oh, and then they get wore out and you go into chronic fatigue of the adrenals. And that can actually take 2 or 3 years to fix. So you kind of have to stick with it and keep your hope. And work toward a goal.
And there's actually different supplements, whether it's high or low. So that's why we do the lab, so we can see what end it's on, because you don't want to ask, you know, Aunt Mary might have had great results with a product for her adrenals, but it didn't work for you. And that would be why, because your adrenals weren't in the same state as Aunt Mary.
Right. You really've got to tailor that in and dial it in for the specific person. So how do people work with you? Do they send you blood tests? You're in Texas. How does that work?
Basically, if they have lab in the last 3 months, they can send it to us. Dr. Lewis somehow does not charge to go over anything. I don't know how he has enough time, but he's still doing it.
My adrenals are stressed.
We can order lab anywhere in the United States, except for two states. And most of the time it's within a few miles of their home, because we work with a company that allows us to do that. And then we go over everything over the phone or online. We have a health survey that's online that we ask people to start with, because that way Dr. Lewis has an idea of where to start. So then basically we do it through mail and online and at their local lab.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And we'll have information up for that on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay. I just quickly want to ask too, can you kind of umbrella this for us then? Can you share the tips and strategies we need for someone listening right now that just wants to amp up their nutrition in general? What would you say to them?
Well, I think it's very important to understand that there's so many differences in the quality of supplements, and there are some that are mediocre and there's some that are absolutely incredible, and you have to be careful where you get them. And people say, but I like this. I had a doctor the other day said, but I like this brand, and I looked it up and I said, it ranks a 0.5 in a 5-star system, so it ranks one half. He said, but I like them. I said, well, it's not doing the job, or you wouldn't be calling me. And I said, ours rank a 3.5 to a 4. I said, you don't want to pay for a 5-star vitamin. They're not worth the money. But so get the nutrients, allow your body, understand your body has an inborn wisdom and the ability to get well if it has something to work with, and to help, you know, get out these plastics and pesticides, the things that are interfering. Plastics and pesticides act like estrogen, and that's one of the reasons why we're getting more overweight. That's why we're stressed. We have anxiety and depression, and it goes on and on and on. So, you know, just find something that feels good intuitively and then kind of stick with it.
Well, all the information you need to learn about Dr. Lewis and Janet Lewis will be up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. And coming up, we get the high five from the Lewises. But if I could ask a quick favor first, if you could jump over to iTunes after the interview and give me a rating and review on iTunes, I would appreciate it. That way I gain a wider audience and it gives us a chance to help more people. And that's what this podcast is all about. The high five with Stephen and Janet Lewis is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five today with my guests, Dr. Stephen Lewis and Janet Lewis. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Question number one. What lit your passion for natural healing?
Seeing people that lost their hope get their hope back.
Meeting my husband, who's the chiropractor here, teach me there was a natural way to help.
And there is a natural way. And one of my goals here is that people will discover that natural way and help to heal themselves. All right, question number two. So we know stress can be a killer too. How do you both beat stress?
We like fishing.
We do a lot of supplements that are help you adapt to stress.
Actually, we do a lot of praying too.
Yes.
Well, that always helps. Question number three. If you both were stuck on a deserted island and could bring one superfood and one supplement, what would it be?
Geez. I'd bring a multivitamin because it's very packed with all kinds of different things.
There you go.
What superfood would you bring?
Well, I would start. We have one special multivitamin because it has extra B12 for energy. It has the 5-MTHF, which if you don't know, that's 50% of America have that genetic problem and has extra vitamin D. So it covers a lot of bases, just the good multi.
Mm-hmm. What would you eat, though?
Yeah, what about a superfood? What would you bring? If there were one food you could bring with you?
I think avocados is about as good as it gets.
Okay, good tip. I love it. All right, question number four. Do you have a favorite quote you can share with us?
Well, you know, in this business trying to bring somebody up, I always tell them that if you've lost your hope and you're kind of feel like you have despair, I always tell people sooner or later you have to live with the consequences of your doubt or you have to live in the potential of your faith and choose the potential of your faith.
Oh, that's good. I like that. And we're going to post that up again on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay, last question. Here we go. Finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
To love people the way they are and bring them up and make their life better, which in turn comes back and is multiplied in me.
Mm-hmm.
Be joyful because people need your joy to build them back up.
That's just such a great positive message from both of you. That's so cool. And you're right. If we all did that all the time, just think of how much better our world would be.
Absolutely.
Wow. So cool. Well, thank you so much for sharing some time with me today. I appreciate it. And how can we connect with you?
You can go to our website at acut, A-C-U-T, above naturals with an S on the end, .com. And there is a health survey on there. If you want to see all the products, most of our things are pharmaceutical grade, which means that some of the companies won't allow them to just be sold on the internet. Make an account so you can see them all. But everything we have on there is actually made to move the lab values, which we prove on lab.
And we will put a link up on the show notes at radiomd.com. It's a great website. Go check it out, and you can learn more about the Lewises there. And before we go, I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Dr. Lewis and Janet, thank you again.
Thank you for having us.
It was a pleasure.
Very fun talking with Dr. Lewis and Janet. Hit that website up if you want more information. And thank you for listening. And remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcasts. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.